We're going to go into this discussion about the pilot program that's been approved for the power plant. And this is where the reality, which has always been in the room, comes out. As I told that to the county task force, is that the reality stays in the room no matter how much you like to legislate it, no matter how much you like to manipulate it. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, when all the theory is worn out, you're stuck with reality. The pilot for the power plant is going to go down to $35 million. So we have a $25 million decrease this year. Next year, it's going to go down another $5 million to $25 million, and then the next year, down to $20 million. Then after that, we don't know, because they didn't re-sign for anything to have power, because my understanding is that the transmission line from Elbridge down to Auburn will take care of all the power NYSEG needs, so the power plant's not needed. So for all those people who want to have a dead power plant, you got it. And if that's the case, good luck with your taxes. Because you know what? 5 years ago, that power plant was $150 million. And what other community can keep the level we are with our schools and our town and take a whack like that? So Michael and I went to the PSC, and you got one pissed off supervisor on your hands now. Because the bottom line is, I told them, and I'm not going to share anything intimate, but I will share this with you. I said, I will do anything except go to jail for my town. If I got to fight every one of you, I will. And right now, that the county's on the shit list as far as I'm concerned. They've done nothing for us. They want us to join their parks program? No, thank you. We'll show you how it's done right. Okay, and they want us to do with this? They want to go through on this task force, and they want to have everybody go to electric. We don't have the capacity to go to electric. And the cost, and this is through their information, is $10,000 to $25,000 to convert it. Yes, you do have heat pumps on village solars, but they get to pay for their own transmission line to put those in. That wasn't a gimme by NYSEG. And they're happy with them, but not everybody can do heat pumps. The bottom line is that the computer center has to do a heat pump, but it has to use propane as the backup. The bottom line is that we have natural gas hookup at the town barns, but we had to use a propane to run our generator because there is no hookup. The bottom line is that regardless of what you want to do, what you hope will happen, the bottom line is that with all of this, they're going to propane. They're not going to all these other things with electric. And I've said before, I'm not going to get into an ideological debate about natural gas, coal, propane, wind, or whatever else you have out there, or solar panels. The reality is our town is under siege. And I don't really have a lot of respect for people who are going to try to take away our livelihood, because our schools are one of the most biggest products we have. People come to these area for our schools and for our rec department and for our town, and because our taxes are low and because we're efficient and respectful. And when people come into our town and say, we're going to change all that because I have an ideology, well, how about you do this first? How about you shut off all your gas first? How about you carpool? Because that is the number one carbon producer is the vehicles. Why don't you basically go with Cornell and Ithaca College and do a mass transit system and be the showcase for everyone and show how you decrease your carbon footprint, as opposed to coming to us first? And I'm getting tired of Lansing being the lab rat to go through all this stuff and say, oh, I guess it didn't work. Because at the bottom line is, they're going to go back to where they are, and we're stuck with the mess again. So having said all that, we are going forward as best we can with this. That's why we're working hard. We met with, what, three different developers today across the land. We'll talk about that later tonight to move forward on those projects. The fact is that with us, we have assessments going up this year, which will take some of the, it would be like a soft landing. But we still have what they call new lumber. We still have $13 million projected for this year, because people still want to come to Lansing, regardless of all the help that Tompkins County is. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, we don't really need your help anymore, as far as that goes. Why don't you stay in your own towns and take care of your own people and quit trying to do it with me? Simple as that. That's all I have to say about that.